Blessings of Light, and welcome today to Astrophysics Class 5-4. This is the last lesson in the fifth month, Developing Mastery. You are now at the 20th encounter. Just 16 more to go. You're over halfway through the course. Congratulations. Concentrate. Meditate. Contemplate. Be super conscious in the oneness of all things. Today we're going to be talking about the depth of mind and how to get more depth perception, how to reach deeper. We learned the gaze last week, and you did your 10 gazes this last week. I'm sure you all did very well. Okay, for those that are lagging behind a little bit, as we can see out there, practice, practice, practice. You can't get anything without practice. You need experiential knowledge and understanding in order to succeed. So practice. Just double your efforts this next week. Double them. In the power of mental depth, in the power of the depth of mental consciousness, we are looking to bring about a one-pointedness to concentration, to bring about a higher quality of life, entering into our mind and our personality as an outward experience, the abundance of good things, enjoying your life, feeling secure, feeling comfortable in your environment and with your friends, being able to get your ideas and thoughts across, flowing prosperity out of you in the way of creativity of your talents, and drawing prosperity in that satisfies every need. You should have prosperous thoughts like, all of my bills are paid in advance. Thank you, God. I have all the money I need to do all that you want me to do, dear God. Positive thoughts attuned to God. God's prosperity. Because God's got a storehouse which will open up the windows of heaven and pour out on you if you'll but be with God. But many have robbed God of tithes and offerings, and so they don't feel that closeness. But when you're tithing to God's work and you're giving offerings to God's work, then you find a satisfaction that God is guiding you, and you let yourself open more. So the deeper service you can get, the deeper the opening. Service of the with your money, service with your knowledge, service with your talents. You may have a creative talent that can help your circle or help others or help your church or school. Help in any way you can. This gives depth of the heart and opens the heart. In concentration, we want to understand the depth of concentration. Concentration is like taking a bucket of water and freezing it into an icicle, and you can poke it through the wall. But lack of concentration is like to have a bucket full of water and you just throw it against the wall. Nothing pierces. You see, there's the same substance there. Water, either in the ice form or in the melted form, has a different action and a different ability, a different penetrating. You know, ice is strong enough to cut steel. It sunk the Titanic, didn't it? So it can really cut through the wall. When your concentration is clear like ice, one-pointed clarity like an icicle, like a piercing, you can go into the smallest minute particle with that dynamic one-pointed concentration. One-pointed concentration means you must have your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your psychic, your creative, your individual, and universal bodies all focused on the same point. Not thinking one thing and feeling something else or knowing something else. One dynamic center of concentration, all your levels, your total perceptive eye, beamed in on one area. It's like a mental beam. I remember one of our teachers calling it a spotlight of the mind. It's spotlighting these areas of consciousness. So as you concentrate, you'll begin to spotlight areas of consciousness. You'll be able to go back to the very same area. just like when you first move to a neighborhood, you walk around the neighborhood, and pretty soon you find a path that leads you to the store, and you take it all the time. Or it goes over to somebody's house, you take it all the time. Or the road goes that way towards your work, so you take it all the time. But at first you look all the way around, don't you? But finally you get focused. So it's okay to look around, but it's important that you have the ability to have sustained, concentrated, voluntary attention, focused through concentration, through dynamic concentration of one-pointedness. One-pointedness gives penetration. The gaze exercises, we're teaching you on one-pointedness. Whether the one-pointedness is on the awl or on the point, the concentration on the eye, that sharp point there, then it's either on one or the other. Then as you practice, you become more aware and you see the truth for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for these, what the results are of these practices. And don't compare your experience with a practice or a tool, spiritual tool, with anybody else. You're incomparable. I used to say incomparably delicious. God loves you. So be incomparably delicious. Have one-pointedness. Have a purpose. Now, purpose gives wisdom to one-pointedness. It's important to have a purpose for everything you're doing. Don't even get out of bed. Don't even make a move unless you have a purpose for the day. Don't get up from that meditation unless you've come to divine purpose in consciousness. The higher the purpose, the more dynamic the energies, the more fulfillment of wealth, health, and happiness, the gold ray energies, the peace and healing grace that comes from the gold light. So you are seeking to have purpose. It's also important to realize that your surroundings can draw off concentration. If you have something in your room you don't like because Aunt Nellie gave it to you, you know, you're afraid Aunt Nellie will come over and see it's missing, and then you're going to have to explain to Aunt Nellie, and you know how she is. You know, if you have one of those objects, and she bought you a white elephant, and you don't particularly like white, well, maybe you do like white elephants. Maybe it's a real pink, yellow, orange, green. Make any kind you don't like. Anyway, so she buys you something you don't like. Don't keep it. Do not keep it. Anything in your surroundings that is bothering you, get rid of it. You got old clothes there that you don't wear anymore? They've got stuck attention on. They're breaking your concentration. Get rid of them. You got old clutter in the garage, in the attic, the things that you're not going to use, things you haven't used for the last year. Get rid of them in your surroundings. They're just taking energy. If they are not of service to you, they're useless. They can be in the service physically, emotionally, mentally. They can be in the service for practicality in the environment. They can be a service in beauty for you. But if they have none of those things, get rid of them. They are taking your attention to subtle levels. So you must purify your surroundings. And when you're in your gazing exercises, when you're in your concentration exercises, when you're in your meditation exercises, don't forget your altar. To go to your altar, sit in front of your altar, and build the vortex. Now, I haven't said nothing about this for a while, about centering in front of your altar. You have a surrounding of energy that is the same each time and balanced as you work with an altar. And you build up a vortex there. You build up consciousness in your own subconscious mind. You build up knowledge, and you react out of that knowledge, out of that consciousness, the subconscious mind, and out of that energy that's in your vortex. So it's important that you control your surroundings. And that's why we tell you to put your altar where nobody can see it that is not believing. And don't let them walk through this 9-foot circle around your altar. Put a 9-foot circle around. Don't let people walk through it. Don't put your altar up on the main street, you see. Go out in the country. Go to a place. It'd be better for you to put it in a closet. The only trouble is you can't burn candles and incense in there. See? Or you might, that'll be the end of the clothing, and then you'd be depressed over that. So leave the depressions behind. Expansion overcomes depression. Expansion overcomes depression. Depression means something's restricting you. You feel a pressure. I can't exercise my ideas. I can't get my knowledge out. What is wrong? Nothing's happening for me. Because you have a depression. You have something holding you down. Well, it's your own consciousness. You have the choice between happiness or sad. Who's telling you to think the way you're thinking?
telling you to feel that way? Who's telling you to know those things, to believe those things? If it is not self-suggestion, then you've got someone else that is running your life. You're not in control. You're not the master if you do what everybody else is telling you to do. Even if somebody tells you something to do, it should be your willingness to do that so that you are mastered. Say, yes, I agree, and you do it. But see, sometimes we have prejudice against people. We prejudge them. We think that they're giving that for some ulterior motive. Well, maybe they are. But don't get all caught up in their ulterior motives. You concentrate on the best for you. Take everything. You can catch more flies with honey than you can vinegar. That's what Grandma said. Now, also in your thinking mind, you must protect yourself against telepathic intruders. Telepathic intruders. People who put their mind on you and try to make you think this way or that way. They're constantly sending thoughts. They may not even see you physically. They could be doing this from a distance. But the mind has no distance. Remember, it's an infinite intelligence. And we're just here with our brain running some of that infinite intelligence over it every now and then. The ingrains of the brain is what you usually call memory. But what happens when that cell dies and a new cell is born? Is it getting the new ingrain? That's why you should have daily practices. Because there are cells dying and you want to keep this consciousness powerful. How many times, remember the first job you ever had and you never had a job like that one again, or some job you never had before? Now, it'd be hard to go back there and remember everything about that job. But when you were in it, you were very clear, weren't you? But now you got away from it, you'd have to go over it again. You have to concentrate on pulling it up out of the subconscious mind. It's not on the top anymore. See? So you want to keep your consciousness alive and have everything ready for your action, for instant manifestation. So you're looking for this instant manifestation. That little click was an instant manifestation of the mailman putting something through our door here. As we penetrate consciousness, we can become vulnerable to other people's thoughts and energies. I remember once in Hawaii, I'd been doing an exercise which was being still, still in mind, still in body, still in consciousness. I'd reached for the first time, the depths of this sympathetic level of the nervous system, and it was going for the light at the parasympathetic level. I went down to a place in Hawaii called the Ala Moana Center, and I was just about a block away from it, across the street, and I come up to this corner, and I was standing there. Pretty soon I heard, gee, what a pretty red car. And so I sort of look around, I see this red car coming down the street. And I said, that's interesting. And then this thought said, I wonder what time it is. I wonder when the bus is coming. And I looked over, and this man was looking at his watch. I was picking up his thoughts. And every time he'd think about something, I was getting that thought, you see. And then he started thinking about this lady who was coming across the street there. Then he started thinking about his bus. Then he started thinking about something else of his business. It's just jumping all over the place. And I was going, oh, no, you know, how do you turn this off? So I figured, well, if I pull my aura in a bit, I'll walk across the street and he just fade out. So that's what happened. He faded out. Then I went over to Ala Moana Center and everybody was thinking. I mean, if you've ever been in a crowd, it's like pandemonium. And nobody's thinking in a straight line. I mean, they're thinking here, they're thinking over there, and they're thinking the past, they're thinking the future, thinking what they're going to do now, they're manipulating this, they're manipulating that, they're trying to make this happen, they're trying to let that happen, they want to get away from this, they want to go towards that. I mean, their thoughts are just boom, 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 boom. About every 30 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds, you're changing your thought pattern. You're changing to another pattern. Some people even more flighty than that. They're flying around like a butterfly from flower to flower, like a monkey swinging from limb to limb. They're just jumping all over the place, from this subject to that subject, from this idea to that idea. See, there's no consistency, continuity of thought that gives depth. You see that they can talk for an hour and not say anything. A lot of superficial wording without depth. See, it must come from deep in your experiences. Speak from your heart, from your experiences in the present. Have that power. When you are protecting yourself every day by doing the meditation and putting that nice brilliant aura around you, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, white, in and about and through you, and then you go over your solar bridge,
your blue, your gold, your pink, your white, your green, golden, ruby, violet, gold, white. You're going deeper in, going higher in consciousness, becoming one more one-pointedness. As you put that shield of that finer light around, when those thoughts come, they're purified in the fire of your own aura. Nothing can touch you if you have a powerful shield around you. Now let me tell you about this white light aura. I say concentrate strong enough to stop a bullet. Now I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying, yeah, because, you know, to do that, to make it that solid is just an example. During the time Cuba was being assaulted and going for what is called independence now through Castro, there was a man who started an organization called the Bridge to Freedom. The Bridge to Freedom was an I Am movement, and he was doing this I Am exercise of getting his aura pure and white and bright. And he was praying, God, make it strong enough to stop the bullets. They captured him. They took and they beat him, and they tried to force him to do things, and he wouldn't give up, and he wouldn't tell them where his friends were and all of these things. So they decide they're going to kill him. So they put him up in front of a firing squad. So the firing squad gets ready, and they shoot, and the bullets fall down on the ground in front of the guy. And he's there praying. He's building his white light shield. So they load up again, and they shoot again. Bullets fall on the ground. They load up for the third time, and they shoot. And he says, you cannot kill me. God is my protector. So they deported him, and he went to New York and continued the Bridge to Freedom. And it spread all over the place. I had occasion to meet it in Hawaii. But see, now I'm talking from truth, not some fantasy. Make it strong enough to stop the bullet. If it's strong enough to stop a bullet, it's strong enough to keep those negative thoughts, those negative feelings, those negative ideas, those psychic intruders, those mental intruders, those emotional intruders, keep them out of your aura. Keep sending out, be an outpouring radiance of light. And when you're outpouring, one-way outpourer from God to man, you're coming from God, you're not going there, you're coming from God, and you're an outpouring, then nothing can penetrate your aura. The person's thoughts are finished purifying every day, letting it go, and concentrated to be strong enough to stop a bullet. If you can't get that idea, see it stopping negative thoughts, letting all the good in. See? The purity and the perfection will come to you. You don't lose anything. See? Some people think, I put the shield up, nothing will get in. Well, if you think nothing will get in, then, you know, you'll be empty. But if you see the purity and perfection and don't put any block there, then the purity and perfection, the wisdom comes to you, the love, the truth, the wisdom, purity, perfection of God will flow into you because they're at that vibratory range. You'll get it. You see? But there is a very few people that are really consciously working with their auric structure. Building a powerful auric shield. Well, if you haven't had success yet in keeping those intruders out, psychic and mental and emotional intruders, spiritual intruders too, there are negative spirits that will enter in. Darker spirits, depressive spirits, angry spirits, spirits of self-destruction. Oh, they love to whisper to you, ah, you rotten thing, go there, blow your head off, you know, go jump off a bridge, you know, cut yourself up, why don't you take poison, why don't you hire somebody to kill you, you know, they'll tell you anything, man. They, you know why? They want your identity, they want your essence. They can't get power from the Godhead, so they want your soul, they want your consciousness, and they whisper these negative things. So as you put this pure white aura around you and you strengthen it, you know when those things are coming, your aura is getting weak. So strengthen it again. And as you keep it up, pretty soon you'll have a strong aura and nothing will penetrate it. You won't have psychic intruders. You won't have telepathic intruders. If you want to let your mind open to someone and get everything they say, well, then you could do that too. But do not react to those things. Be careful. Every time you create an action, a movement of emotions, a thought, you think about it, or you know that, or you believe it, you are getting bound up in it. Let's take a look at depth of thought. Now, up here on the top of the blackboard, we have a chart called the depth of thought. And in fact, I'm going to stand right up next to this chart so we can look at it for a moment here.
On this chart, I have A, B, C, and D. This just stands for different levels of perception. The A level, the B level, the C level, the D level. And I could have put 1, 2, 3, 4. So don't get caught up thinking A, B, C, D. You can get 1, 2, 3, 4. You can say this level, this level, this level, and this level. You see? Where we defined it is here at the levels of depth. First, in this first squares, we have our likes and dislikes. In our subconscious mind, we have what we desire there, what we like and what we dislike. We hold that in our subconscious mind. So when we're going to go into depth of perception and deep into consciousness, we may get caught on what we like to do and what we don't like to do. You see, we may get caught on what we is attractive to us and what isn't attractive to us. You see, God is all attractive. All attractive. See, so if you're doing it at the God conscious level, then it's all attractiveness. If you're not, then you'll get bound up and you'll get thrown back out. So the first thrown out is thrown out of the emotional level, the subconscious mind, because you have something in bondage there and you won't get the depth. So now you try again. You know how it was when you first started this course. You were doing some things you liked and some things you didn't like. You didn't take everything I said. You should have taken it and put it into action so that at least you'd have it in your heart that someday you may realize the truth and the worth of what you've been given. And then you can use it. But if you didn't even put it in your heart, you'll be down the path, stunned, blocked, holding back something. You won't be able to get through. The second level of depth, when you start to go in, and you're going from your point A to point B here, when you're going into depth, you'll hit that sympathetic level of your nervous system here, the one part of it that deals with the thinking energies, the thinking consciousness. And so the slave thoughts, those thoughts that keep going over and over and over, the same words over and over and over and over and over again in your mind, that's what I'm talking about. And when you're trying to go into meditation, or you're trying to go into a healing process, or you're trying to bring your supernatural psychic abilities or spiritual powers into manifestation, or the mystic powers into manifestation, you find that this thought captures your attention as you're going in depth. And next thing you're back out again. See? Because whatever block you have, it's like a door. It just bounces off. You see? Just like the sun coming across the universe, it is so gentle that it just bounces right off the surface of anything, even the finest little atmosphere. You know, our finest atmosphere. Even out on the edge of the atmosphere, there's a glowing, you see, where the light is touching substance, then it glows there. So you're getting into that inner glow, that depth of light within you. And anything you hold on, the light won't go through. You want to be able to have it go deeper and deeper. So if your thoughts are, have slave thoughts, you keep thinking the same old unsuccessful thoughts, and not thinking, I am a success, instead of thinking about all your failures, you'll just keep facing them over and over again. You won't go to the depth where you have power over them. Now getting deep into the psychic level and the knowing level, here's where we have a free thought. But your thoughts may be too free that your mind just goes, well, and you space out. And next thing you do, you find yourself outside again. You see? So you have to be careful that you can have free thought, but don't let it wander all over the place. Keep one pointedness. Otherwise, you'll find that free thought is as bad as slave thought. See? Because any thought has substance and it'll stop the light. You see? So if you have that kind of knowing, the key to this level is knowing mind. You may know you're a bugger. Well, stop knowing that. You're okay. Know you're okay. You see? You may know you did something wrong emotionally or mentally or just some other human being. Don't know that anymore. Let that go, you see. When God forgives you and you repent and say, I'm not going to do it again, then you let that all go, you see. You let it all go. When you break the karmic tie, when you reverse the polarity, when you switch that thing around, then you have power. So in the knowingness of the mind, you let that knowingness open to know new things. You don't get fixed in everything you know.
Some people, when they're going in, they're reciting everything they know. Red means this, and orange means that, and you know, they're telling all that, and they're saying, I'm getting this, and boy, I feel that, boy, and they start, there's an area of mind that wants to describe everything. You know, oh, can you feel that? Look, it's coming up your leg now. I wonder what that is. Oh, there it is. It's up around your knee. Ooh, did you feel that rush? Wow, it went right through my body. They're warm. Oh, what's that warm? Where's it coming from? Okay, there's electricity. Oh, my goodness. I wonder where that's... It's really getting warm. You see what I'm saying? You get involved with it. Do not get involved with these things. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Don't get involved. You can have everything. You have access to everything in the presence. See, you have all possibility in the presence. The past is fixed. It is fixed strata. You cannot change it. You can't go back to last Tuesday and change what you did last Tuesday. But you don't have to do it this Tuesday. And you don't have to do it next Tuesday. You can change your mind now. Right now, that's the only place you have power, is in the presence of now. The here and now is where you have power. The mind, when it is present here and now, has great power. When you are in the spirit, it is always here and now. It always has power. It always has power in the presence. So you are seeking now to break through into that deeper, deeper levels of your consciousness. Now you also can be blocked what you believe in. You can be blocked in what you believed in your higher mind. You can get caught up on your creative power. You can get caught up on the abstract things that are going on in that level. The colors, the lights, the sounds, the motion. See, those are four creative principles, color, light, sound, and motion. But your mind might get caught off. Oh, what a pretty color. Gee, I wish I could see that again. Where did that go? You say, you ever say that? I'm sure you probably might have. Well, see, okay. As you go deeper and deeper and deeper, pretty soon you will break the grid of the mind, the mental grid. Because as you go deeper and deeper in, it gets finer and finer and finer. The heaviest things are right on the top. That's the lid. The heaviest things. There's two things you're going to meet when you go in the past. You're going to meet the last thing you've done. Because, see, you have to go backwards in your consciousness to go to the past. So you go to the last thing you've done, and then the next thing you meet is what you're hung up on from the past. See? And so if you're really hung up, you'll meet that when you go in. But if you're looking your records over, the key was the first is last, and the last is first. Did you ever hear that? The last is first, and the first is last. Okay, that's the key to the subconscious mind. Because when you look at your past, you see the last thing is the first thing you see. And the first thing you saw is the last thing you see. Because you have to go through all this field, you see. So take a look at that. So when you're going in here, you're just going through the past to get to the future, to the possibilities. If you can see your past clearly and see where you're at now, you have dominion of your future. Because what you can have control of what you do now. You can't change the past, that's fixed. We're pliable here, but still have the pressure of the past. In the future, it's completely open. You can do whatever you want to do. Someone that tells you your future is fixed has taken away your conscious dominion. That's not the path of the master. That's not a master's path. That's the path of the fool that's bound and says, I can't do anything. He's bound by his feelings, and he's bound by his slave thoughts. He's bound by his wanting to be free thoughts, and he's bound by his beliefs and consciousness. Because your beliefs have a filter on, and they'll only let through what you're going to believe, you see. Then what you believe, then what you accept, and what you think about, and what you feel and what you do, then, see, that's the way it works. You're starting at this higher level and bringing substance solid, 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 solid. So you should clear the path as you're going deeper in and let it come back that same path, that clear path. It's a bridge, a clear bridge, like a crystal bridge through mind. And so you want to keep a clear conscious awareness. Not unconscious. Don't go unconscious. Now over here, on this little demonstration, we have direct and indirect thought. Now here's direct thought. It goes from point A to point B. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's the shortest distance. Well, some start out, they go, la da da oh, da 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 da. Let's see, where was I? Okay, da 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 da. I'll get over there someday. Let's see, was I running around here? I'm supposed to get off of here. Oh, there it is. Da 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 da. I finally got there. It took me a week. I could have went there in 5 minutes if I had had the address. But I started for there a lot of times, and I got sidetracked. But then, you see, you started for meditation, you started for contemplation, you started for your supernatural powers, you started to go to God, you started to go to these higher dimensions. What has stopped you? See, when the mind is open and direct, reflection has stopped this person. Reflection has stopped that ability to go straight. And every time you reflect in one of these levels, you're creating that kind of movement. See, because this is just a symbol, symbolistic way of telling you these depths of perception. Depth of perception, the deeper in you go. The clearer the mind strata, the deeper you will go until you activate that parasympathetic level of the nervous system. Now, to get this depth of consciousness, there is some exercises which I'm going to ask you to do. These are daily exercises. These are for attunement, for attuning to consciousness. The first exercise here is called standing still. Standing still. So I want you today to go someplace where you can stand still. I mean, don't try this in the middle of traffic, in a crowded street, or even in your own house where there's a lot of people moving around. Find a place where you won't be disturbed for about 5 minutes. See? You may go into the throne room, you know, the potty parlor. Go in there, and you can close the door behind you, and they won't bother you for a while. Then just stand still. It'd be good if you could go out in the woods and stand still, where there's no electrical lines or none of those kind of things. But it's pretty hard to go anywhere on Earth that you're not bombarded by electromagnetic currents being reflected off of satellites or broadcasting stations broadcasting out, TV stations broadcasting out. You have all this energy going out, don't you? Coming out of these fields. Electromagnetic energy is influencing the magnetic field of this planet. So when you become still, you may still feel things moving. In fact, you should feel the whole universe moving when you're at the perfect still state. See, you should become so still that you feel the planets rotating and moving on their orbits, that you feel the novas going off, that you feel the comets shooting across the universe. That's a complete stillness and expanded in the standing stillness. I didn't say setting. See, if you sat still, you go, I was enjoying this exercise, but I just can't see why. Okay, I'm being still here. See, we can't have problems, can we, when we sit down? So you stand so your spine, whole body is straight. You have a nice standing on your own spine, a nice straight spine. Nice straight spine with your head balanced right on top of it. You know, if you cock an eye at somebody, then you look at them cockeyed. So straight balance. Don't cock your head. You know, none of you cockneys out there, don't do that now. See? Keep your head straight. Keep your spine straight. Keep a steady straightness when you're standing still. When we say stand still, we want you to stand still physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, universally. We want you to stand still. You, the self that is in all these things. You're not the body, you're not the emotions, you're not the mind, you're not the knowing, you're the knower. You're not the creations, you're the creator. You're not what's being seen, you are the seer. You're not what is experiencing this life, you are life, the eternal and ever-existing. You're giving life to all of these things. So when you're still in clarity,
You're giving a free expression of life. So every day for the next week, please stand still for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You might have to stand in front of a clock to keep time. If you have to, do it. If you have to set your clock, do it. If you have to set a timer, do it. But stand still for 5 minutes. Be aware of 5 minutes of stillness. If you had 5 minutes of stillness, when you walk up in front of someone, you would know everything about them in that 5 minutes. They point to every level. They tell you all about themselves and body language, their words. If you were just still, but if you talk, well, you're generating thought, you can't see them. You see? But in the first 5 minutes, people will tell you a lot of things. See, if you don't respond right away, they have to come a little deeper, don't they, from when they're within themselves, and so you get to see a little deeper. Sometimes I stand still for a while to see how deep they'll go before I respond to them. But if they get uncomfortable and hit one of their, levels of defense, then you want to break that stillness right away. It makes them uncomfortable. When you look at someone, gaze on someone for a long period of time. The gaze has power. You know, if you look across the restaurant at somebody, back of somebody's head, mm-hmm. and you think, turn around, look at me. You know, or just, hey, look here, or just, hey, or pretty soon turn around. They do different things. They go, oh, go like that. They'll go like that. Some will move over, and some will move over the other way. Some will turn around and they'll go. Did you ever have someone turn around and you were looking at a stranger and they turn around looking at you and go, for a moment you get that electrical kind of charge? Because they know that you're looking and you're looking and you know that they know that you're looking. See? You know that they know that you know that they know that they know that you know that you know that they know that you're looking. Well, it goes in deep there, doesn't it? So, standing still. The next exercise that I would like you to do daily is the nerve exercise. Now, the nerve exercise is to get goosebumps. Can you bring goosebumps on your whole body? Let's concentrate now. Feel that? Bring it up. Feel every nerve in your body awake and aware. Awake and aware. Feel them. Feel them. And don't move your body. Be still and feel your nervous system. We've got one for moving the body. This one's just the nervous system. So don't move. Just sit there comfortably and feel the energy exuding through your body. Feel that. Like it's set there in your feet, your legs. Feel that in your legs, your buttocks, your pelvis, your stomach area. Feel it in your back, your chest, your arms, your neck, your face. Feel the energy. Feel it over the whole body. See where we're doing it locally and then generally. In the yogic sciences, this is called yoga dandra. It means magnetizing the body or anesthetizing the body or having union with stillness. So you're going to that state of still union and feeling the life force on your nervous system. And bring little goosebumps to your body, a little affirmation chills. You might feel a little kriya, a vibration going through you as you're going up in energies. Feel it over the whole body. The next one is called relaxation exercise. I want you to just relax. Each one of these exercises, you want to do for about 5 minutes. So see, you should have an hour of practice. Just feel it relaxing. Relax your feet. Relax your ankles. Relax your calves, your knees, your thighs, your buttocks, your pelvis. Your stomach is relaxing. Your chest is relaxing. Your back, your arms, your hands, your face, your neck. Your eyes, your tongue. Relax your tongue. Completely relaxed. You ever see a cat when it's laying? Just completely relaxed. How about a little baby? Go over there and pick his hand up, drop it, and it falls down. See? If you pick up an older person's hand when they're sleeping, it might come at you doubled up like a fist. But little babies, you know, it just drops there. Oh, look at that. And then pretty soon they wake up. Hey, how are you doing to my arm? Well, they don't say that. They go, what are you doing? So relaxing exercise. Now, the best time to do this is just before you're going to sleep at night. And you go through your body. Relax feet, relax toes, relax ankles, relax calves, relax knees, relax thighs. Go right up the body, buttocks, pelvis, stomach, chest, back, shoulders, arms, hands, wrists, neck, face, eyes, relax those eyes, relax the tongue. Now just feel everything relax. Relax your hair. Feel your hair relaxing. See that? See. Do that before you're going to sleep and keep conscious. And then you're going to come to a point where you're not awake or not asleep. Stay in the conscious side. That's called temple sleep. If you do that all night, you're not aware of anything else but being conscious of the light or the energy, you see, instead of being unconscious in the dark. Stay conscious. So relaxation exercise. Each one of these is attuning you now, and it's important that you understand this attunement. The next exercise is your breathing exercises. And we've been giving you breathing exercises. Like this week, I'm not going to give this separate this week, I'm going to talk about it right now. We have a breathing exercise for this week, and it's breathing in the spine. You start at the, when you're breathing in, you feel energy to the bottom of the spine, and it goes up. With the in-breath, it goes up. And with the out-breath, it goes out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In, out, in, out, in, out, up and out, up and out. So you go in and go up, and then you go out with the out-breath. You feel yourself expanding in infinity. Just that breath releasing you out. Like your spine is touching all of infinity. They call that Shiva Shakti in Hindu teachings. There, or the life force, the power of the universe. So you're breathing in that way. The fifth exercise to do is some stretching and some bending exercise. You see, get loosened up in your joints. Get loosened up in your head. Give it a good flow here. Get up and stretch your bodies and move your bodies around. Get a good stretching exercise. If you do aerobics, fine. If you do any kind of calisthenics, that's fine. If you're doing yoga asanas, then do those postures, and that will give you the stretch you need. For energy to flow through the body, you want to break up any crystallizations. Crystallizations happen in the joints a lot. They happen in the joints, so stretch those joints. They happen in the muscle. Lactic acids build up. So you need to stretch to build the, get those acids out of there. You don't want a toxic body. You want a peaches and cream body, see? Not vinegar and oil. That's for salad, right? Okay. The next exercise, keep up your gazing exercises. And I've already talked a lot about those. And the last exercise you do is be with God. Just take 5 minutes and be with God. I mean, don't be with anything else. Just go on. You can go sit down in the park and be with God. You can, you know, you can be in your house, be with God. Any place you want to do it, just feel God is there, and where you can be just concentrating on God for 5 minutes. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light. Blessings of light. This week's gaze is to gaze on the spine. See a rod of light from the bottom of your spine to the top of your head. Gaze on this light in the spine, like a rod coming up in the your head, sitting right on that rod. You see, you want to gaze on that light in the spine. Feel it moving up and down in the spine. You know, with your breath exercise we gave you. Also use this breathing exercise and use your abilities of clairvoyance by looking at the light in your spine. Concentrate on it. See it getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger. See your body with more virility, strength, and power. And this week's symbol is the infinity strip, or the Mobi strip, as some call it. It looks like a figure eight, like that. But actually what it is, it's a circle that is twisted. If you just take a circle and you twist it a little bit, you see where it crosses over. See? It doesn't have to be touching. You can twist it and look at it, and it looks like it's crossing over. So this isn't actually crossing over. What it is, it's coming back at a different level of consciousness. And so if you saw this whole movement, it goes like this. You see how that gets deeper and deeper? That's the whole movement of this. As you're going through, you have this back and forth looking movement here. See? But actually, it's a circle, and you're only going around and around and around on it. It just looks like you are going that way, you see? But you twist it a little bit. That means that the circle's in action, and it's creating life. Now, you go over the rainbow bridge. You go over your solar bridge. You go through the golden circle, the yin and the yang, or black and white. You go through the all-seeing eye. You go through the green dot, the sapphire dot, the yellow dot, and the red dot. You go then to higher triad, lower triad, the blending of the higher and lower triad, the psyche, the soul symbol, then the threefold flame and the heart of love, truth, and wisdom. Then we have the descending of the Holy Spirit, the raising of the spirit of man, which we had last week, or the week before last. And then last week we had that descending spirit, and then the balancing of the six-pointed star and holding that six-pointed star. Now we want to visualize this movement on this Mobi strip. On this infinity symbol. It says, the symbol of infinity, the Mobi strip, this symbol represents the past and future when one is centered within the witness seeing from the here and now. The witness sees the past and future. The one at the top of the logos, the top of our logos here, the one at the top of our logos, this one represents the life of transcendence and ascension power that you are living now. Your transcendent and ascension power. You're finding your point in God. See, as soon as you find that point, you break yourself off of the Mobi strip, off of the past and present and future, and you're in eternal life. There is no time there. The ability to attune the soul to humanity and the cosmic soul to spirit, thus becoming one with the one without a second, God. The four at the right, the four on the right of the side here, these four on the right, they represent your lives of power. The four on the left represent the lives of creativity, the four greatest lives of creativity. So you have your four greatest lives of power, four greatest lives of creativity, and your ability now in the presence to break the life and death cycle. You know, I can never understand people want Christ to come back, and they want Christ to come back, but they don't want reincarnation. How is he going to come back and get in a body if they don't believe in reincarnation? See, they say it's okay for him to come back, but the rest of us, you know, we're not supposed to. So, there's two paths, the reincarnation cycle, you keep coming back, but then there's an ascension path where you break free, go to your eternal life, go back to the Father. So you have these two energies of sensitivity and power. Nine is the number of completion. When the student of light finds the spirit of one and frees the self from pleasure and pain, burns away the seeds of karma that stuck attention, using the transcendent and ascension powers in the present life, they then break free of the will of life and death, being eternal beings individualized, thus the word made perfect. Do you mind? Thus the word is made perfect, made manifest, eternal and infinite in its power and in its consciousness. Concentrate. You are building a sequential unfoldment of the third eye for building of images and power, for looking at many aspects at once. Practice. Practice, practice. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all have the spirit of light lifting you. Blessings of light.